Hello everyone, this is Steve Martin. Welcome to Stars on Tap. Today is December the 17th, 2014. Santa Claus is just about ready to show up at your door or your window or your sill or whatever you got. If you got a chimney, he's probably going to come down that, so everybody be looking for that. But our guest today is a longtime friend of mine. I've known this lady for probably the last 10 years or so, and she's always been a good friend to me, and I really want to get this word out. She was the lead singer of the country duo Bombshell, and she is a writer, and she's written for Willie Nelson. She's written for Randy Travis, Chris Christopherson, Dolly Parton, Kenny Rogers, so many more people, and she's also done a duet on Jay Leno's show with our Neil Diamond, who is priceless and timeless. This is Buffy Lawson. Welcome, Buffy. How are you? Merry Christmas.
Hello, Steve. Merry Christmas to you.
We haven't talked in a while. It's probably been a year since we were able to sit down and do a little talk. How you doing?
I am doing wonderful, although I must confess to you that when you just said the date, did we decide it was the 17th?
Is it?
Oh, my goodness.
I hope it is.
Christmas is knocking down the door.
I'm telling you, yeah.
I think until I heard that, I was still a little bit in denial about it.
Yeah, it's creeping right up on us, you know. He's probably putting his long johns on about right now.
I would say so.
Close
well,
to
well,
it.
I couldn't be more excited, and I do. I appreciate your show so much. I always love coming and talking with you and sharing what's going on in my career. This Christmas, we got something very exciting to talk about.
You bet, and we're going to get to that here just in a minute. First off, for people that are maybe not familiar right yet, tell us a little bit about your career and yourself in general.
Well, I'm from Lexington, Kentucky.
Go Cats!
Moved to Nashville, Tennessee when I was, 2021. A lot of it's a little blurry, Steve, I'll tell you. But I was very, very young and kind of grew up in my adult life in Nashville. And I got to write with a lot of big, huge, wonderful publishing companies and a bunch of really small, cool ones. And I just enjoyed both as a songwriter and as an artist, vocalist myself over the years. And like you said, I was the lead singer of a group called Bombshell, which was on Curb Records, and had a wonderful run with that. And then shortly thereafter, signed with a independent record label in Nashville called Wrinkled Records. And it is a fantastic little record label, and that was great. We put out a record, was it a year ago or a couple of years ago?
Mm-hmm.
And it did great. So I'm back now, and back in Lexington, and I go back to Nashville about every other week and just write songs for new artists and so forth. And I'm just, as always, having the time of my life making music, which is my favorite thing in the world.
Sweet. I'm really glad for you. What I wanted to ask you first was, you've always dreamed of a Christmas album. Tell us how it came about and what's its name?
Well, I did. I love Christmas music, and I'm guilty for being the first one of anyone I know to have my Christmas tree up every year. And Christmas was a big deal for my home when I was a little girl growing up, as it is for so many people. And there's something about Christmas music that is just different than any other kind of music. I think that over the years, music has changed so much, and there just isn't as much melody as there is on the Christmas songs. And so, really, it was in October, I suppose, that a longtime friend of mine named Don Pierce,
mm-hmm.
who's a brilliant producer, he and I have been threatening to create an album together of some sort for just years, I mean, 25 years. And he called me one day and said, Buff, would you like to, how about if we do a Christmas record, a grown-up, super cool, easy to listen to, red wine, fireplace Christmas album? And I just thought it was a fabulous idea. And of course, we knew it was already October. Usually when you make a Christmas album, you start it way earlier than that. But mm-hmm. we decided to just let it happen organically. And by goodness, we finally ended up having it ready, and it's called Meet Me Under the Mistletoe.
Sweet. Okay. So that's available now, from what I understand.
It is. It's available if you go to www.bussylawson.com. Mm-hmm. Right there in the middle of the page, you can purchase the album. And we are shipping them out the same day that they're purchased, so you will get them before Christmas if you order now.
Okay.
But Steve, it's a very special record. We tried to make it very, as I said earlier, very easy to hear. It's very blues-oriented, very jazz-oriented. It's a small band. It's one of those kinds of albums that if you've got a Christmas party, you can just turn it on and carry on, and it's not disruptive. It's just very easy, and like I say, pour yourself a nice glass of red wine and light your fireplace, and it's just a lovely album. We had wonderful musicians on this record, and it's real fun. And then we kept it very traditional, but then we did some other cool things. We did a version of Mr. Grinch, which is unlike anything I've ever heard. As a matter of fact, I don't think I've ever heard a female record Mr. Grinch before. Mm-hmm. But it's quite evident in this interpretation that she's got a bit of a crush on the Grinch.
Oh, no.
So it's kind of, she's calling him all these terrible names, but she really, really likes the Grinch. So anyway, it's really fun. So a lot of it is very traditional sounding as well. And then there's one song on here, which is an original that I wrote with a wonderful songwriter named Beth Burden here in Lexington, Kentucky. And we wrote that song, so we do have one original, and the rest are standard Christmas songs.
Okay, what other songs are on there?
We've got Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas, Winter Wonderland, I'll Be Home for Christmas, Maybe It's Cold Outside, that I sang with the fabulous Tim Buffert. Oh my gosh, what a version. It's fantastic. Silent Night, again, Mr. Grinch, the Christmas song, Santa Baby and White Christmas. And then, of course, I know you know the lovely Deborah Allen.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, she's a very dear friend of mine, and she's such a phenomenal singer, and she sang backgrounds on my original song, Merry Christmas, and it just is so, she just sprinkled some very serious magic on this. It's one of the best harmony parts I've heard since someone like, Emmy Lou Harris. You know, she has that kind of beautiful blend in her vocals, and she just showed up at the studio and put some magic on my record, and just, it's so tasteful.
Great, great. Tell us a little bit about this song that you wrote, Merry Christmas. I know we spoke of it, but, you know, tell us how it came about.
Well, it was really interesting because my friend Beth, who I mentioned as my co-writer, we decided to write a Christmas song several months before I even decided to create a Christmas album. I just thought, you know, I'm not hearing enough new Christmas songs out there, and I just love them so much. So she came over one afternoon, and I said, girl, I know we're a long way away from Christmas, but how do you feel about writing a Christmas song today? And she came up with some wonderful chords, and we ended up making this song that just, oh gosh, it's just so lovely. And so when it came time to put together which songs we were going to put on the album, I pulled this one out and played it for my producer, and he just flipped out over it, just said, absolutely, this is exactly, will fit on this record. So great, and I'm very proud of it. It sounds like an old Christmas song. It sounds like one that's been around for a long time. And there have been actually a lot of people that have heard it that just said, now how do I know that song? And I thought, well, you don't. you didn't. So we really did want to keep a traditional type sound to the song and yet have it be fresh so that it's something that you haven't ever heard before. But I'm real proud of it. It's very romantic. It's a song about a couple just kind of letting the world go away and enjoying a snowy, candlelit fireplace, red wine, yummy things simmering on the stove, and that sort of thing. So it really puts you in the mood to just have a lovely Christmas evening by your gorgeous Christmas tree of 1,000 lights, and I think we did a good job of kind of depicting that scenery.
Sounds like you did a wonderful job. I've heard the song. I think it'll probably stick with a lot of people. And, you know, we were talking that you were hoping it could go viral, and why not?
You know, why not? Like I said, I love every now and then you hear a new Christmas song, and gosh, I remember the song Santa, I'm Right Here. Do you remember that song?
Seems like I've heard it.
It's such a sweet song, and it plays occasionally only. And I can't remember who. I want to say Joe Diffie maybe recorded that, or Toby Keith, one of the two of those. But I always loved hearing it because, again, you know, you do hear a lot of the same songs at Christmas, which is great. We love those. We don't ever want to change them. But I do think there's something nice adding to the repertoire each year, and I'm hoping that maybe one of these days Merry Christmas will be right up there with all of them.
That sounds great. I hope that does come and happen for you. I really do. I think it's great that you were able to come up with this at such a short notice. Are you doing pretty well with the sales? I mean, are you getting kind of the response you wanted?
It's been really neat because there was zero pressure with regard to this. This was not a corporate manufactured album. There was nothing, you know, there's a lot of pros, as you know, being in the business. There's a lot of pros having a big record label behind what you're doing. And then there's a lot of pros when you independently release something. You just can kind of drive the spirit of how it happens however you want. And we decided we were going to enjoy the process of this, so we didn't rush through anything. We knew that we'd started late. When I was able to come to Nashville and lay down vocals, we did. And to answer your question about the sales, what's been very special is that people initially bought one album for themselves, and then they would, you know, reach out on the website and end up turning around and buying 10 albums to give to their friends for Christmas gifts. So that really validated that what we had tried to accomplish, that I felt like we did. The fans really seemed to enjoy it. And so considering it's just a little thing that my friend Dawn and I decided to put together at the last minute, it really has done quite well. And we're just really excited. And again, you know, it's an album that you can buy the hard copy album, and then you can hang on to that, but you can put it into your computer or however you like to listen to your music, but you can still bring that out each year. And I think that people actually like holding an actual CD at least once a year for their
yeah.
So they're completely out of style. But again, you can get the record, and I can sign it, autograph it.
Oh, great. I was going to ask that.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
And once again, if you order the album today or if you order it tomorrow, it will go out to you immediately. Every time he and I are the ones shipping them, so I'm signing them and sending them straight out, and they're getting to people within a day or two.
Okay, awesome. Before I let you go, and by the way, we're going to have Buffy sing us out of here in a couple of minutes with the brand new song "Merry Christmas." But something I've always thought was really cool was you were on Jay Leno and you did a duet with the incredible Neil Diamond. Tell me a little bit about that. I mean, I just want to know myself.
Well, it was just such a special experience as well. I was in my early 20s at the time, and Bob Gaudio is the producer of Neil Diamond, and he's extraordinary. He wrote Short Shorts and all those big songs, but anyway, he's produced Neil Diamond and Barbra Streisand. He produced the song You Don't Bring Me Flowers Anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And Jersey Boys. He's the one that did the Jersey Boys. It's on Broadway right now. And Bob hired me to sing some demos for him. He was in Nashville at the time and had me come and sing some demos for him. And then when Neil Diamond was going to be coming to Nashville to record his album, they had me do background vocals just for the demos, the pre-production. So the song that I ultimately ended up singing is called Marry Me. And we did background vocals at first, and then later on, we determined that, gosh, wouldn't this be an amazing duo? And he called me and asked me if I'd come and put the duo parts down for the album, and it was just overwhelmingly wonderful. Neil Diamond is, you know, you meet a lot of different stars and artists over the years when you're in this industry, as you have, and you know, some of them are just exactly like they are on TV and in interviews, and Neil's one of those. He was just so kind to me, and he believed in me so much. And to be able to walk out and do Jay Leno with him was just a complete career highlight. I mean, he's just a complete icon. He's so funny, and he was just, what an experience for an artist to get to have. And I love him to this day, and he's always been supportive of my career, and he's just a top-notch guy and one of the biggest standout moments of my career.
I'd say so. I would say so. As an autograph collector, I really hope you would have gotten him to sign something for you.
He signed a lot of things for me. It was great.
Hey, bring one over.
What's that?
I said, hey, bring one over.
Yeah, no kidding. Actually, it was funny. He sent me flowers.
Oh, wow.
Because everybody, it was so neat, because the last time he had performed a duo was with Barbra Streisand.
Right.
And so he always teased him and, you know, told him, you don't send me flowers anymore. And so he sent me flowers. It was great.
I bet.
A really cute little story about him, just to show the way that our relationship was. And he looked at me like a daughter, you know, a daughter figure, which is kind of funny based on the song. But one time we were at the Grand Ole Opry, and I had curlers in my hair. We were getting ready to do the big show there at the Ryman, and I went down and I had my big slippers on my feet, and I went and knocked on his dressing room door, and I said, "Now that you've married me," and he got so tickled by that, and we just, honestly, it is, again, when you are working with an artist that is that big, but that is still that kind and funny and fun, it gives you hope and makes you want to stick in this crazy business, you know?
Oh, I can see that. I can absolutely see that. That's a great story, man. I enjoyed that.
It is, and I've been fortunate. You know, I seem to have run in the path of a lot of these superstars, with Dolly, you know, the first time that she and Kenny Rogers recorded a duet that I co-wrote with Todd Cerny and Eric Pitarelli, and boy, when I heard her voice singing a song that I had something to do with, it was a game changer too. It was a moment I'll never forget, and I've just been fortunate that these legends have kind of latched onto my music. And what a, you know, you have so many highs and lows in the industry, but when you get to have people of that caliber believe in what you do, it's a beautiful testament to a lot of hard work.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But before we get out of
here, you've always been so good to me, and I've just appreciated your support over the years, too.
Well, you know, you've always been a good friend to me, and you know, everything I've ever asked from you or you know, wanted to do with you, you've always answered the call, and I kind of feel the same way you do with some of the biggest names in show business that I've had on here and other shows and whatever, that you know, you kind of feel a little special sometimes, and that's not being selfish. That's just saying, wow, I pulled that off, and how the heck did I do that? You know,
well, exactly.
And it's
exactly
great.
Exactly what you mean, because there's a lot of more deserving songwriters out there than me. I just, every now and then, you happen to be at the right place at the right time.
Well, yep, that's what I kind of feel like I've done. You know, it's not always, I don't feel like it's always been my talent, but I think it's always been my luck. And maybe I'm not so lucky in some ways, but I've sure been lucky with this, and I thank God for that every day.
You and me both.
Absolutely. So let's do this. You tell us again where we can find this new album and how we can get it, your websites, whatever you want us to know about you on the internet, and then I'm going to have you sing us out of here with Merry Christmas.
That sounds great.
All right.
You can go to www.buffylawson.com. Mm-hmm. My Christmas album is on there, and also the album that I shared with you earlier, I'm Leaving You For Me, is also available. There's a little EPK on there in case you've never heard of me before and you'd like to get a little bit of background of what I do and what I've done and so forth. You can check that out. But yeah, go check it out. This is a great little Christmas present. If you got a buddy or a family member that you just can't quite figure out what to give them, the gift of music is a pretty great, powerful thing. So go check it out. And there's a sample on the website as well, so you can listen to it and see if it's your cup of tea.
All right. Sounds great. Like always, I'm your host, Steve Martin, and Merry Christmas to everyone, and Christmas to you, Buffy, as well. So let's have Buffy sing us out of here with Merry Christmas.
Apple, cinnamon, simmering on the stove. Sip some wine with Nat King Cole. There's a fire burning bright on this cold December night. I just wanna lay right here with you under this cozy blanket, such a perfect view. Let the world go away, I just wanna say Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas. A million shiny lights on the Christmas tree, and those magical snowflakes are dancing for you and me. Kiss me nice and slow underneath the mistletoe. Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Let the treetops glisten in white. No, there's no place that we've got to go. So let the magic dance before your eyes. Yeah, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas.
I need to let everyone know that Stars on Tap is brought to you by LexingtonBroadcasting.com's Kickin' Country USA for the very best and top 40 country music on the internet. I'd like to mention our co-producer, Miss Rhea Roma of Los Angeles. She runs an animal rescue shelter in the greater Los Angeles area. We really thank Rhea for what she does for us here at Stars on Tap. I'd like to mention Betty Martin. She's our technical advisor. What I can't fix, Betty can. What I don't understand, she does. So we appreciate what Betty does, and we love her as always. Thank you, Betty. I'd like to mention our radio affiliates, which are Space Coast iRadio out of Melbourne, Florida. Jimmy Lawson runs a country station in Florida and plays this show and a couple of others that we run. And also I'd like to mention Steve Harris of Starlight UK and Soul USA Radio over in the UK for playing this show. I'd also like to mention OperationBlanketsOfLove.org, where you can take a blanket or a sheet, a towel, any kind of a linen item, and donate it to a shelter for an animal to lay on and get warm and wait to be adopted. I'd also like to mention SavingCanineLivesPlus.org. My friend Bobby Kimball runs this rescue center in the greater Los Angeles area, and they need help all the time as well. And I'd also like to thank God for the opportunity of being here with you today. And as always, enjoy your music.